Rave Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we are moving towards Cedia. In fact, Cedia is starting in just a few hours, and I am joined today by Brian Savarese, who's the product manager for home theater projectors for Epson. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, you are going to launch something really that's been, I should say, needed in the industry for a long time, and that is you're going to provide a solution for high brightness applications in not really home theaters, but because of the brightness of these new projectors that you're going to launch here at Cedia, you can really put screens pretty much anywhere. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you're going to launch three new products here at Cedia that are all sort of aimed at high brightness applications, right?
Yeah, we're coming out. Epson's delivering on what we call the high brightness home. We're seeing a growing need and demand in the market for people that want the benefits of what a projector can deliver, but they want to enjoy it in rooms that have a lot of ambient light, a room that might be off the kitchen with large cathedral ceilings or French doors or lots of windows. So they want that immersive projection experience, but in their entertainment room versus a room that might be tucked away in the basement or a dedicated home theater room.
Yeah, and that's what you're able to do with these. I mean, you have projectors ranging from 4,000 ansi lumens all the way up to 6,000 lumens. And that means that, you can put a projector outside, theoretically. You're talking about very, very bright.
Exactly. In fact, we're having some of our great dealers throughout the country are doing installs outside with our Ultra Bright Pro Cinema line. So we had an install recently in Southern California. The customer had a screen that rises out of the ground, and one of our Ultra Bright Pro Cinema products was then put in a waterproof casing, and that then projected over their pool on a 200-inch screen. So it's really amazing some of the installations that our dealers are able to execute with this product.
Yeah, in fact, with this post, I'll put a picture of that install. I think I have a picture of that. Another thing that's going to surprise everybody is the price range. I mean, you're talking about starting at $2,500 approximately, going up to only $7,000 for a 6,000 ansi lumen projector. In the case of your Pro Cinema G6970. You get a 6,000 ansi lumen, $7,000. You get Faruja DCDI processing, and the ability to have interchangeable lenses, so you don't have to have the projector sitting in the middle of the room. You could literally locate the projector wherever is convenient.
Right, and we know that these projectors are being installed in might be larger rooms or rooms with different types of architecture or design where the homeowner doesn't want to sacrifice the aesthetics of their room. So we have to have flexibility built into the products, and we can achieve that through the interchangeable lenses on the Pro G series. And certainly we have the luminance to be able to handle, like I said in the beginning, really any install. The other thing I'd add to that would be that at those price points, all Epson Pro Cinema products come with our bundle, which includes a ceiling mount, a spare lamp, and an extra warranty. So in addition to that, the great projector product, we also add in those other features, make it a kind of a quick install for the dealer, and the customer's happy, ready to go.
Yeah, and as a little special added functionality from a convenience standpoint, the G series have HD based T inputs, which really simplifies integration, and I think it would make, you're pushing everything more towards the high end here with this product line, but at the same time you're opening up to pretty much any kind of an application. So the dealers are going to love the fact that it's HD-based T because they don't have to worry about routing HDMI cables all over the place.
Right, exactly. So for large home installations, we are seeing HD-based T being utilized. It's not just at a Pro AV or large venue setting. It's also in homes. So there's situations, and we do a lot of home visit research and understand how people are using our products. And we found that there might be a media closet with all their components that might be on another floor, and it drives to the rest of the home. So the ability to install this product in the ceiling, tuck it away, hide it away, it's there when you need it, gone when you don't, but still be able to run cables to it cleanly is what that HD-based T provides.
Yeah, and these are all three LCD projectors, which makes a difference because you get three chip processing, I guess you'd say, where you're able to you're separating red, green, and blue, which is going to significantly increase your colorimetry and your and that's one of the things that I think Epson really hangs their hat on is sort of the color lumens spec is there's a big difference because you get a much higher perceived brightness. So even that 6,000 lumen projector is going to even appear brighter. And in fact, we were talking offline, and you were saying that even some applications where you have ambient light rejection screens because you have so much ambient light in the room or the environment, like the vaulted ceiling environment that you talked about, because you have that additional brightness, you can actually do that, and you're even going to increase the colorimetry more because you're sort of projecting on a screen that's going to give you blacker blacks, which is going to give you whiter whites, and so on and so forth.
Exactly, yeah. And when we look at our Ultra Bright Pro Cinema line, Epson's really the only brand that can provide this type of robust lineup. Of course, all Epson projectors are three chip, three LCD. We have, as you discussed, we have 4,000 lumens plus in this line, and then the color brightness, three times higher color brightness than typical competitors. And then we have a nice balance, of course. When we look at our Pro Cinema line, we have to balance that with image quality. We want to be able to deliver a great image quality that our home theater customers are used to, but also have that immersive experience. And we look at this market as, like I said, it's growing. We think this is a different type of customer that either is familiar with projection or new to projection, and they want what that experience they can get on only a projector. I mean, 120-inch screen, a light ambient light rejection screen, plus one of our Pro G products, and you're watching, the Super Bowl or NFL playoffs. You kind of become the talk of the neighborhood, and all the your guests can gather around, and you're in the game. It's an immersive experience you just can't get any other way with any other product.
And it really kind of opens up a new market potential for the integrator because now you're able to really put projection anywhere, whereas before, you were limited to, low ambient light or controlled ambient light environment. So now you're sort of launching a new, I mean, I would say, you may not like this term, but I would say cost effective comparatively to what the options were before this line was launched for high brightness projectors.
Right, exactly. And I mean, there's potentially multiple different types of customers, but for example, you might have a customer that moves into a new house, and their old house, they had a dedicated home theater room, which they enjoyed very much, but now they've moved to a new property and they don't have that option. And it's not in the cards, they can't get it permitted, or they just don't want to do it. So this they want, but they want their projection experience. So we have to figure out a way to deliver on that need, and these products can do that. So we have, we're also trying to, focus on the design and build community and understand how to go about designing homes. There's a lot of homeowners that want to maintain the aesthetic of a room. So there's a lot of great companies that develop screens that can hide away when they're not using them, and we can do the same with our projector. So again, kind of goes back to this whole idea of the customer wants big screen entertainment, and they want it installed beyond their typical light controlled home theater room. In some cases, they don't have a choice but that, and we can deliver on that need.
So, is this line also compatible with, all the control protocols, AMX, Control4, Extron, Crestron, and all of them?
Yep, across the line, we have integration with some of the leading, companies in the industry. So certainly from an automation perspective or control perspective, we can utilize those functions as well.
Well, this is going to be this is going to be big, I think, at the show. I think you're going to the industry is diversifying quite a bit outside of the world of just having a dedicated theater, as you described, and this allows you to put projection everywhere. And I would say that even some cases where they even have a dedicated theater, but they've always wanted to have a bigger, more immersive environment in a living room or a game room. Now you have that ability to do it without having to spend $25,000 or $30,000, and you're also getting you're getting three LCD color.
Exactly. Yeah. No. And we think there's a really strong value proposition. It's really big screens, bigger than any TV at this time for the prices, certainly. Integration with sports, movies, and TV in high ambient light environments. When you think about, I mean, over half of NFL games this season will take place during daytime hours. And if you look, west of the Mississippi, that's even more the case, where the first game's at 10 a.m. So to be able to watch your favorite team in your room that has a interaction flow with the kitchen or the rest of your family, but on a projector, is really what we're hoping to deliver on and can deliver on. So we're really excited about it. Like I said, it's an area of our business that is absolutely growing. Just even the last 12 to 18 months, dealers are, you know, doing as many of these installs as they are doing, you know, your traditional home theater room.
And it should also be mentioned, I mean, I think a lot of people probably assume these were all 1080p, which they are compatible with 1080p, but the native resolution is actually 1920 by 1200. So you are actually compatible with not just traditional, video content that's HD, but you're also compatible with even computer content because you're able to project at the resolution that most laptops and desktop computers are. So you could use this as a giant monitor at home as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's split screen functionality. So if somebody's, you know, for example, watching the NFL on Sunday and they want to split screen with their laptop to check out their fantasy score or whatever it may be. I mean, there's all sorts of different ways that customers are using our projectors now. And then absolutely they're, you know, compatible with, you know, your latest Blu-ray streaming devices or however maybe you enjoy your content, satellite, etc. So definitely 1080p and then some.
Well, you're in booth 4700, so check them out at Cedia. And if you're not going to Cedia, of course you can. We have a link to this podcast to this product line on our webpage at ravepubs.com. So just check out that link. Brian Severis, good luck. Have a great show. You're gonna be very popular at Cedia as you were last year. I mean, when you launched the original Pro Cinema line. At the show last year, I mean, you had a great location, number one, but you also had a hot commodity because you're sort of opening the industry, and now you're going to open the industry to high brightness. So, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having us on. We're looking forward to it. Last year, we launched the, you know, laser home theater projector, the LS10000, which has done phenomenal for the past year. So we'll have that dedicated space for that. But we'll also be bringing this really great story on the outside of our booth with a sports bar, etc., for our high brightness home, our ultra bright Pro Cinema products. So we're excited for the year.
Well, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you at CEDIA in booth 4700. I've been talking to Brian Severis from Epson, product manager for home theater projectors. And like I said, you can click on the link that is with the description of this podcast, and you'll be taken directly to the product lineup details from Epson. And I appreciate you joining me today. I know you're busy getting ready to open up the booth.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Thanks for having us on. We always look forward to these opportunities.
And everyone, thanks for listening to my Daily Rants Radio. This is Gary Kay, and we enjoy, all of us love the CD show, and we'll be coming to you live with a lot of videos, a lot of podcasts, a lot of blogs. So keep watching, keep reading at ravepubs.com. Thank you.